Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the Live Saturday edition. Super live tonight from the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, put on by the Free State Project. It's a once-a-year event, the third year that they've done it, and each year keeps getting better. It keeps getting bigger. There are more people here this year than there were last time. I was told by Chris Lawless, the organizer, that they have sold more full weekend passes this year than they did last year. That's a great success. Plus, the speaker list is just as incredible, if not better. We've had big name speakers this weekend so far. People like Glenn Jacobs. You may have heard of him. He plays somebody you might know by the name of Kane on the WWE. He is here right now. He's been here all weekend long. Glenn Jacobs loves freedom, and it's great to have him on our side. And also, just people all over the place here that that are big names in the Liberty world, like Dr. Mary Ruart. We had her on the show last night. Lots of people speaking earlier today, including Boston Tea Party, John Taylor Gatto, who was the former Teacher of the Year in New York State. And he has now turned to the good side and joined the Liberty movement and is kind of revealing the truth of the government indoctrination system. He was here speaking today, and so many other speakers. I'm not going to go through a complete wrap-up. We're actually still in the midst of this Liberty Forum. There's still an entire day's worth of activities ahead of us, and, of course, an entire night of the what are now becoming legendary Free State Project Liberty Forum parties. I don't know if I should reveal on the air here tonight what the entire hotel smelled like last night, but it was very interesting. So we're going to jump into your phone calls here, and then coming up we're going to talk to Bradley Jardis. He is with us from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, but our phones are loaded. Brad, you can sit in on the mic for the calls if you'd like, but we're going to jump into these phone calls here because people have been waiting patiently. Like, let's talk to Peggy, because ladies come first on Free Talk Live. Peggy in Washington. Hello.
Hi.
Peggy.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Oh, great. Hey, I'm Yod's mother, the guy who's doing the filming of this live podcast.
Oh, excellent. Yes, you're normally we have a webcam on Free Talk Live, but because we're on location, we've got some technical difficulties. We're unable to actually do our webcam. So your
Hi.
Son is actually sitting here in our palatial studios at the Crown Plaza Hotel and literally just sitting there holding his iPod or iPhone rather and recording the entire thing. His website, by the way, is quick.com/YadraVoat. That's a bit difficult to spell. It's YadraVoat, quik.com/YadraVoat, if you want to see the video feed of this show tonight. But what's on your mind, Peggy?
Oh, well, I just called to tell you it's all your fault.
What is?
My son moved all that way, and it's your fault.
I don't know about that. I'm pretty sure he's responsible for his own actions.
I'm kidding. It's really a great thing. I'm so glad he's so involved in this, and it's really changed his life.
Seems like a dedicated young man.
It's an amazing movement, and the perspective of liberty just makes so much sense. It's inevitable that people are going to get excited about this message when they hear it and take action. And, of course, the Free State Project allows them to take action in a way that heretofore has been just unseen in the liberty movement. So it's great to hear from a parent that is supportive of their young person getting into this movement, because I'm sure a lot of parents feel very threatened by the idea of their son or daughter leaving home at a young age in order to join together with a bunch of strangers up in some state far, far away from where you live. So it's great to hear that you're so supportive.
It is. Well, everybody's first question is, oh, my gosh, is he joining some kind of a commune? Which is hilarious because, of course, it isn't. And it's also educated me on a great many things. So it's just been a really great eye-opening experience. And I applaud you. I don't blame you. I was just teasing.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Peggy.
I applaud you. It's great.
Thank you for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It's not just a movement full of young people either. I mean, there are people of all ages within the Free State Project. It's just that younger people have the ability to move sooner rather than later. I mean, if you are 18, fresh out of high school, or 22 and fresh out of college, you just don't have very many strings tying your life down. So it's not a big deal to throw a suitcase in the back of the car and move your life. Whereas if you've got a family, if you've got a business,
then you got to throw everything in the house in the back of a U-Haul and move.
And it's not even that easy.
Yeah.
You're tying up your business loose ends and all that stuff, selling a house. That can be difficult. So that's why we're seeing in the Free State Project, we're seeing an influx of younger people. In these initial years, the moves, people have been moving here for a handful of years now. And I expect we're going to see more families coming. If there are families, let me be clear. Some people have made it up that are families, that do have families. Some people that are older, older age, have moved here. So they're coming. It's just that I expect we're going to see more families and more people that have businesses coming in the later years, probably, you know, 2010 or 11 or 12 or something like that. And, of course, you could be here, too. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this great movement. As we continue and talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening to KGEZ, Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live. Jeremy, got to turn down the radio when you're listening.
Hello, guys.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, I found a story today that happened down in Florida. These guys were running a pirate radio station with they were telling people how to find the best weed within the counties surrounding. They went in and busted them for broadcasting illegally, and I guess one guy had a little bit of pot on him in there, and so they made a big deal out of that. And they said illegal drugs, but when I seen that they only found pot on them there at the station, you know, they tried to make it sound drugs, hard drugs,
sure,
or whatever. You know,
bunch of dopers running a radio station. That's never happened before.
And all they ever had was a little bit of pot. And, you know, I was just wondering if the guy that's a police officer against prohibition of pot might have something to say about that. And also maybe look up the story.
Thank you, Jeremy, for the heads up on that. In fact, there are a lot of stories, and thank you for the call tonight. There are a lot of stories coming out of Florida. There are a lot of pirates down there. And as a result of that, the Florida legislature actually passed an anti-piracy law. So in Florida, if you're operating a pirate radio station.
Yeah, radio piracy. Thank you for that.
They
use this terminology. Running a radio station without a license.
Right, flipping on a transmitter without asking, begging government for permission. That's the crime. Now, there are not anti-pirate radio laws in any other states,
just
Florida. So they passed a law specifically, and the reason was because the FCC is so darn slow and plodding at responding to any complaints about pirate radio stations. So the Florida government decided, well, we're going to take matters into our own hands. And they went ahead and they passed this law that essentially makes operating a transmitter in Florida a crime. And so they've been going after a lot of stations. So, Brad, you have been called to the microphone here on this. Brad Jardis is with us from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Your thoughts on what Jeremy had to say? Oh, wait a minute. Let me turn your mic on. That would help, huh? Go ahead.
Well, enforcement of any of the drug prohibition laws.
Take that right up to your mouth, if you would, please.
Well, enforcement of any of the drug prohibition laws, particularly marijuana prohibition, is extremely unjust and dangerous in that it does create the black market. And I've worked in police work for 10 years, and I can tell you that marijuana is the most benign mind-altering substance there is.
Less so than alcohol.
Much less so than alcohol. Yet
alcohol can kill you.
Alcohol, absolutely. I mean, I would say alcohol is the biggest problem that we in law enforcement have, is people becoming intoxicated and us going and dealing with them when they become violent because of it.
Didn't you tell me you got kicked in the head by some drunk lady recently?
Yeah, it was last 2 weekends ago. I got kicked in the head by a woman who was drunk, and I've never gotten into any violent confrontation with anyone who was smoking pot.
I mean, yeah, you know, you had said that you ask sometimes you'll ask your fellow law enforcement officers this question, is that, you know, how many wrestling matches you've been in with drunk people? How many with pot smokers? And it really just tells it all.
Well, this is a very touchy subject. I work with a great group of people. A lot of them, in fact, most of them disagree with the public stance that I take on the drug issue. You know, these are people who...
Even if they agree privately.
Even if they agree privately, and some of them do. These are people who want to do the right thing and make the community safer. It's just, for a lot of people, it's hard to look at the actual issue and dissect it and take it apart and say our communities would be safer if we weren't enforcing this particular policy.
And all the facts point to that.
Absolutely.
Anybody that takes a objective look at the war on drugs has to come to the conclusion that is an outrage against humanity. It is just a tragedy, a tragedy multiplied by an unbelievable factor. So many people are harmed in this. And, Brad, if you can stick around, I want to continue this discussion. More with Bradley Jardis here, a member of the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and I believe still the only active-duty law enforcement officer who's actually on on the street level in America. So he's really a unique guy. If you got a question for Brad, you can dial in 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Edition.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car endurance classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. See Audi, Porsche, BMW, Corvette, Ferrari, and Mazda. The epic sports car battle of the year. And there's more. Live music, car displays, beach volleyball, the Boner Custom Rods Bikini Contest, and mixed martial arts exhibition fights. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of racing action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For tickets and information, visit SebringRaceway.com or call 800-626-RACE. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all. March 18th through the 21st.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 6, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $934.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $961.76, $480.88 for the half ounce, and $240.44 for a quarter ounce. That's $961.76, $480.88, and $240.44.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the pack light. The PackLight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The PackLight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The PackLight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The PackLight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. If you dial toll-free 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give to you. And that's the way a good talk show website should be. So enjoy that on us. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you to access their websites. Ours is free. freetalklive.com.
AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type in FTL at the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, when you order, make an order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. What do they got at AdamEve.com? Well, it's not apples and fig leaves, I'll tell you.
So we're back here from the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. There's a lot going on this weekend. Lots of great speakers and hundreds of liberty-oriented people that you can socialize with, network, and meet new friends. And it's really just a fantastic time. People have been enjoying it all weekend long. Inevitably, the crowd is going to grow larger here in the Free Talk Live studios over as the night goes on. So you'll likely be hearing some cheering at some point to give you an idea of exactly how many people are here. There's some people here, and they're sitting here enjoying the show, enjoying their dinners, and enjoying one another's company. It's just a great time to be around like-minded people. One of those like-minded people is Bradley Jardis. He is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition and a current law enforcement officer, which is really unusual because we've talked a lot about Law Enforcement Against Prohibition on this show. We've had some of their speakers on before, and most of them, 99% of them, are retired from the law enforcement game, and then they decided to join Law Enforcement Against Prohibition because, well, the reality is there are a lot of politics that are played within a police department or within any government bureaucracy. And if you come out against the war on drugs, the insane, destructive war on drugs, if you come out against that publicly as a law enforcement officer, you could really face some serious consequences because they'll do whatever it is they can do to make your life a living hell. Now, Brad, you have been on the show a number of times in the past, and we've talked to you plenty about the war on drugs and your opposition to it, and it's a completely sensible position that you come from, and I think a very honorable one and a very courageous one for someone in your position. But over time, you had been a speaker in Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, but at the same time, you weren't really out on Front Street as far as what department you worked for. That was information that if you dug enough, you could find out, but it really wasn't on Front Street. You weren't really wearing it on your sleeve, so to speak. Recently, that all changed. There was an article in the Union Leader, which is a big, big newspaper up here in New Hampshire, that featured you and two other Law Enforcement Against Prohibition members who are all located here in New Hampshire. Now, the two others were a couple of jail superintendents, one of them from Cheshire County, which is where we live. The other one, I'm not sure what county he's from.
Superintendent Ron White from Merrimack County. And these guys are both bosses.
Merrimack. What cities are in Merrimack?
Concord.
Concord, okay. So these guys are in charge of these jails. They know, they see these prisoners come in, and they know what they've been charged with, and they know, I think Van Wickler over in Cheshire County said something like, you can verify this, but he said something like 13% of his current prisoners are there for simple drug possession.
Yeah, 13% for simple drug possession, but a lot
more. What about VOP?
I was just going to say, a lot more are in there because they were sentenced for something, and then they were subject to a drug test, and their urine showed that more than likely they smoked marijuana. And people are really incentivized when they're on probation to use more dangerous drugs like cocaine because that's in and out of your system.
In a weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah. Within 24 hours, it's out of
alcohol
your system. Alcohol, too. So if you use marijuana, which is safer, provably safer, at least according to the FDA, if you use marijuana, which is safer, it's going to stay in your system and put you in jail, so you're incentivized to use things that are far more dangerous.
So you got on this newspaper article where they were interviewing you and these two jail superintendents, and of course all three of you are LEAP members, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, their website, leap.cc. And then the S hit the fan, as they say. What happened after this article came out? Because the article did reveal the department that you work for.
Yes, it did. And it's important that I point out, I don't speak for any department. I speak for myself.
Brad Jardis, you speak for him.
Usually I speak for him. I speak for Brad Jardis, and I speak for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. I work with a great group of people who I have the utmost respect for. My police chief is a very good man, and I would give the guy a kidney if he needed it. But what they are doing is what they think is best, which is enforcing the current policy. And that's what I do, too. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't understand that the current policy that we have creates so many problems, whether or not it's turning a kid into a criminal for the rest of their life because they're caught with marijuana when they're 16, or it's inflating the black market, or it's turning someone who's addicted to a dangerous substance to crime in order to fund it. A lot of people don't know that the price of drugs sometimes is inflated up to 17,000%, and that's for no other reason than us having a black market. Just the other day, I went to Walmart where this individual who is known to me and other people I work with to be addicted to heroin, and he's going into Walmart to return items that he stole from a different Walmart in order to pay for his habit.
Mm.
And, you know, I say every time I'm interviewed in the newspaper that I haven't been to a burglary or robbery call that I can remember any time in the recent past that wasn't by someone who was addicted to a hard drug who needed money to buy more.
Absolutely.
There's all these people who are victimized by these people who are sick, but we treat them as criminals. They're victimized by these people because they need money for drugs. And, you know, we treat alcoholism as a public health problem, but we treat someone who's addicted to drugs as a criminal, and we put them in a cage, and that's just wrong. Absolutely morally wrong.
There's no doubt about it, but you saying these things has really upset some of the people that you work with at the police department.
Well, they become upset by it, I think, because I'm not too sure that they understand what I'm trying to do. Again, I mean, I say, and I'm not just saying this, I work with some really good people. And what I'm trying to do, I spend time trying to educate them in the sense that, you know, this isn't about whether drugs are good or bad, all right? Because there are some drugs that are better than others. There are some drugs that even someone who admittedly uses drugs would never touch. And anyone who is educated on the issue would know that. This is about the policy that we enforce that causes crime, that turns kids into criminals. And I use this example all the time. If President Barack Obama, who openly admits that he used to use cocaine a lot, if he had been caught and convicted, he would be another black felon.
Sure.
And unfortunately, one in three black men is likely to serve a prison sentence. And
wow.
he most likely could be another one. He would have never been admitted to the bar. He most certainly would never become a state senator. He never would have become a U.S. senator, and he certainly wouldn't become our first black president. He made poor choices, and he should not be a criminal for it, but we continue to turn kids into criminals for life because they do something stupid.
Right. Barack Obama's a criminal for other reasons, because he's in the government, but that's a whole other issue.
Well, that makes me a criminal, too, right?
Well, I mean, you're an accessory to crime. It's a reality. You guys, unfortunately, I mean, you admitted that you still enforce these laws that you disagree with, and when you're taking freedom, and you know this, when you take freedom away from somebody, you have, you know, you've kidnapped them. I mean, that's the reality of it. It's sanctioned kidnapping. You're never going to get in trouble for any of it, and I think that you should be forgiven for it. I don't believe that that the people that are currently engaging in enforcing these bad laws should be paying any price in the long run. All I want is them to stop. Just stop it.
We need to stop putting people in jail that we're mad at.
Yeah.
Period.
We need to persuade. We need to, if you want people to do what you want them to do, use the powers of persuasion. Stop waving guns around. I mean, that's all the government has. Their only solution is let's threaten people with guns and cages and see if they behave. And you know what the reality is? They don't. They still do whatever it is they want
to
do.
People don't think of it that way, though.
Punishments should be for people that hurt people and people that take things that aren't theirs.
Can you stay around for another segment? Brad Moore with Brad Jardis here. I think we've got at least one phone call for you. 800-259-9231. Brad Jardis from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Coming back on Free Talk Live.
If you experience sudden bouts of joint discomfort, swelling, and redness, especially in your ankle or toe, you are not alone. Millions of Americans experience joint discomfort caused specifically by a buildup of crystallized uric acid in the joints. This can hinder your daily activities like walking and sleeping, and can keep you from enjoying your life until you try Uricinex. Uricinex is formulated to supplement the uric acid balancing nutrients you may not find in your everyday diet. As part of a healthy lifestyle, Uricinex helps relieve bouts of joint irritation while promoting your healthy joint comfort and control. No negative side effects, just lasting relief. For the past 4 years, Uricinex has helped people just like you from all over the world, with millions shipped to date. Call 1-888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 1-888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That website is the number 4FITLEGS.com. And remember, ask how you can get Uricinex for free today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. We are live from the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It is happening in Nashua, New Hampshire at the Crown Plaza Hotel. Hotel is packed. It's sold out. You can't get a room. You can get a room in some other hotel in town, so you can still enjoy the Liberty Forum because there's an entire day's worth of activities happening tomorrow. So you want to be here for that, including Stefan Molyneux, the final speaker, to wrap everything up tomorrow afternoon. That's going to be great. Yes, woo indeed. I had the chance to meet up with Stefan today and sat in on a panel with him and Mark Stevens and Sam from the Obscured Tooth Network was recording it, and it was just a great time. Talked about the coming voluntary society and how to get from here to there, and you know why we need your help to help us do it here. All of this is put on by the Free State Project. It's a great organization that is dedicated to bringing as many liberty-loving individuals all to the same place as possible. Of course, that place is our very own New Hampshire. So we'll talk more about the Liberty Forum here as the evening rolls on.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. You can put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, and it's free. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can go over there and get a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com.
We are back here with Bradley Jardis. He's a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and he's very unique in that he's currently the only LEAP member who's an on-duty active patrol officer. And, Brad, you are you're in a department up here in New Hampshire, and recently you kind of got into some extra hot water. I mean, already the department was a little upset with you for joining Law Enforcement Against Prohibition because you're not towing the department line necessarily with your viewpoint on why drugs should be legalized. And, of course, that's what Law Enforcement Against Prohibition is all about. It's about bringing together current and former law enforcement professionals to oppose this insane drug war, to put out the truth about the war on drugs, and that is that it's destroying the very lives that it was originally intended to help, that it's hurting far more people than could ever have been helped by this war on drugs. and you do a great job of communicating these things. And I think that's one of the reasons why your superiors at your department are upset with you, because you're such an effective communicator. You do a really great job at explaining these things. And it goes back to something we were talking about earlier, the cognitive dissonance that people feel when they're confronted with facts, information, the truth, when they're confronted with the truth, and that truth contradicts the preconceived notions that have been placed in their heads by, for instance, the government indoctrination system or whatever training classes they took at the police academy. That's what you're experiencing when these guys lash out at you, as recently happened after you got published in a newspaper article up here in New Hampshire that essentially revealed the department that you worked for. That's when all of a sudden they tried to put the hammer down on you. Do you want to talk a little bit about what happened?
Yeah, just to correct you first, I just found out that there is another rank-and-file police officer in the United States.
Where is he?
In Maryland.
Right.
And there's a detective named Dave, a very good man, who works in Canada, and he is rank and file, and he's a speaker also.
Great. Okay, so you're no longer the only one. That's great news. I'm glad to finally be able to announce that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm hoping that by my stepping out and by Detective Dave stepping out, that we certainly can get more people, more officers to step out and say that this policy is wrong, it destroys lives, and we need to change.
That appears to be scaring some of the higher-ups, though.
Well, it's scary for people, just like the movie The Matrix. The movie The Matrix has a very good underlying message to it, that when, when you are told something that goes against what you've been programmed to believe or programmed to do, it's uncomfortable. And a lot of people don't want to face that. And I can understand that, but
they'd have to admit they were wrong.
Yeah, and you know what? It's okay to be wrong. We're human, and, you know,
we're wrong all the time.
Yeah.
Do it every day.
Yeah. But the point is, I mean, I genuinely enjoy helping people in my job, and I understand a lot of the things that we do does more harm than good. And drug policy, the current drug policy, certainly does more harm than good. We need to be focused on harm reduction. We need to be focused on keeping dangerous drugs away from children. And we need to eliminate the black market. Because if anyone was to look at Mexico right now, the government is on the verge of collapsing. And it's going to collapse under the weight of the drug cartels that are just enormous because of the black market.
There's a war going on.
It is a drug war. I mean, we're talking soldiers, guns, machine guns, grenades.
The cops up here have it easy.
Oh,
I mean, there's no drug war in America.
Well,
there's like a drug peace where some people get arrested.
Yeah, I mean, if things...
If there was a real war, cops would be dying here, and they're not.
Well, cops are dying, and it's unfortunate.
But only because they're raiding people's houses. I mean, like, the drug cartels would be targeting cops for executions
right.
if there was a real war, and that's not happening.
Well, I think that does happen, but what also is hard for police officers to understand, especially when it comes to my saying we need to legalize drugs, a lot of police officers find that offensive because it is true that people engaged in the black market do kill police officers. And you know, cops, anybody takes offense to that because it's terrible when someone dies, especially, you know, it's terrible when someone dies enforcing the policy that everyone thinks is what's supposed to happen. But what people don't realize, or a lot of people don't realize in my profession, is that this is happening because of the prohibition. Just like in the 1920s when police officers and federal agents were killed enforcing alcohol prohibition, this is happening now. We didn't re-legalize alcohol because it was good for you. We re-legalized alcohol because of the black market, the crime, and we needed to control it.
Because the drug war was worse for you than the actual alcohol.
They're turning over this funding mechanism to these cop killers and these people that harm other individuals in order to get what they want, and they're growing their ranks, and that's really the problem. The drug war funds organized crime.
I want to go to some phone calls here. People on the line want to talk to you, Brad. Let's talk to Linda in Florida listening to WFLA. Linda, you're on with Bradley Jardis.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, okay. I'm getting a little feedback. Excuse me if I can't hear you very well.
We can hear you just fine. I apologize for whatever that might be. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I just wanted to say, number one, I'm a registered nurse. I mean, oddly enough, I used to work a drug and alcohol rehab program in a psychiatric hospital. And I will agree with you in that I never saw anybody in there because of marijuana abuse, but I sure saw a lot of alcoholics. And sure saw a lot of the results of their deeds with the people that they'd hit in the car. But on a more personal note, this past Christmas in December 24th of 07, my husband and I were leaving a restaurant walking out to the car, and to make a long story short as I can, I walked behind a car. The car backed up and hit me in the knees. Anyway, the long and the short of it was, I told him, I said, I think we better call a policeman. He said, go right ahead. I'm a cop, too. And he proceeded to back up and drive away.
He hit you and drove off after admitting he was a cop?
Yep. And it was 2:30 in the afternoon, and as soon as he took off his sunglasses, I could tell very easily that he was intoxicated. We were in, it's a little outdoor restaurant/bar, you know, but I could tell he was drunk. And so he drove away. When the attending officers came after my 911 call, I had caught this license plate, and it was kind of an unusual one. That so that was the only way I remembered it, quite frankly, because I was in so much pain and not thinking about that. But anyway, I told the officer his license plate number, and as soon as I did that, everybody's attitude changed. And all of a sudden, originally he was charged with careless driving and felony hit and run. But when 6 months later and everything got down to the court, it was dropped to careless driving with a $120 fine and conduct unbecoming an employee.
Wow, Linda, I want to thank you. We're short on time, but I want to thank you for your call and your story tonight. I want to get Brad's thoughts here because this is obviously it's not drug war related, but it is related to police corruption and how it is that the thin blue line, if you will, closes around its ranks to protect its own. When one of the thin blue line is under attack, the entire line is under attack, and they really do protect one another. I mean, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, personally, I think that if you work in law enforcement, I think you should be drug tested. And surprisingly, I'm not drug tested. And I think that people who decide to work in the law enforcement field should be held to a higher standard. And unfortunately, there's a lot of hypocrisy, and that causes a lot of people to distrust law enforcement. And this particular situation sounds terrible.
It's usually the reverse that ends up happening, is the cops end up getting preference from their buddies in the system. They all go and hang out with one another on their off time. They're not going to hurt each other. I mean, some of them even wear gang symbols on. They even put gang symbols on their cars. Have you ever seen the little black bumper sticker with a blue line through it?
Thin blue line.
Yeah, the thin blue line. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt?
Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We are extra live tonight, live from the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And it is put on by the Free State Project, great organization designed to move as many liberty-loving activists all to the same place as possible so they can get active for freedom, whatever way that means. Activism can be a variety of different things. It can mean getting involved in the political system. It can mean doing civil disobedience. It can be creating media. It can be blogging. All kinds of things qualify as activism, but the most important idea is that we get as many activists together in the same geographic location as possible. That's the point of the Free State Project, and the point of the Liberty Forum is to really showcase the activism that's going on here, and of course to bring people together, to network, to socialize, to enjoy one another's company, get to know each other. And I think that's happening year after year as people seem to be getting to know one another even better as time goes on. It seems like the walls have been lowered here between people at the Liberty Forum, and the inhibitions have been somewhat removed as people tend to be a little bit more comfortable with each other over time. And new people are always showing up, new faces here at the Liberty Forum, which is really exciting because new people are always on their way to New Hampshire. We'll tell you more about it here coming up in a bit. We'll continue taking your phone calls in a moment.
The Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country. Participation is free, and the IHS covers meals and housing. Seminars are for college-age students simply curious about libertarian philosophy or those who are passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. Go to theihs.com and register today. Deadline is March the 31st. That's theihs.com.
We're sitting here in the Palatial Studios at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire, with Brad Jardis. He is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Their website is leap.cc, leap.cc. Learn about why cops and former law enforcement officers are saying it's time to legalize drugs. It's time to end this insane war on drugs. And, Brad, thanks for sticking with us all hour. There's always a lot to talk about when you're here. And I want to go and continue taking some phone calls with you here in the studio. So let's talk to Chris in Oklahoma, listening to Radio Free Oklahoma. Chris, you're on with Brad Jardis from LEAP.
Yes, gentlemen, great job. I'm a host of a radio show, Radio Free Oklahoma. We listen to you guys all the time here in Oklahoma City. We broadcast in Austin as well as Tulsa, so you do a great job. Brad, I just want to let you know, a friend of mine who's actually in the state legislature here in Oklahoma has been keeping a lot of good information on the normalization of marijuana, not only for medical purposes, but he's actually striving to do what you're doing to get it actually the prohibition lifted, as well as he knows of several dozen retired Department of Public Safety officers that were very upset to see a lot of arrests for bogus arrests going through, and they've been in, you know, law enforcement for well over 25 years. So I wanted you to speak to that, as well as the medical marijuana issue, and if you've been approached on getting that that type of legislation through.
I'm not too sure what your first question is.
Okay, the first question is, as far as you have a lot of colleagues in the Department of Public Safety, such as in New Hampshire, that either retired or active, that do want to come on the ranks, but they're a little bit hesitant to, you know, worried about their pension or retirement or getting a black mark against them?
Well, it is a very very tricky situation to be in, because it's sort of saying one thing and doing another. And I know a lot of people have a hard time understanding that, how that can be done. I do know several officers who have said to me in confidence that they agree with the public stance that I take, but they just don't want to be the ones to do it. And certainly I'm doing my career no favors by doing what I do. But,
no, you're not.
But, you know, as someone who values what I do and who enjoys helping people, I think it's important that being a quote-unquote public servant, that us who are a cog in the wheel, you know, we can see plainly, you know, what the problem with the wheel is. And I think it's very important that we stand up, and I'm hoping to encourage more people in law enforcement to stand up and say that what we're doing with the war on drugs is absolutely terrible, and we need to change policy. And to your second question, I think the marijuana prohibition, as it's applied to patients, is absolutely sick, insane. I mean, we're talking about people who are sick, some people who are dying, and these people say that smoking marijuana helps them. I mean, how terrible is it? And how ironic is it that the government wants to protect them so bad that they're willing to put them in a jail cell? And,
right.
You know, I mean, this is
crazy. Instead of taking marijuana, that I've seen video footage of some of these people using the substance. They're done in two, three hits. I mean, they are where they need to be as far as getting the pain relief or whatever relief it is they're looking for. But the government says, no, you shouldn't be able to do that. Here, take all these pharmaceutical pills.
This is an
addictive stuff.
This is an issue that should be between a patient and a doctor.
Period.
The police,
end of story.
The police chiefs, the legislators, they should be completely out of the picture here. The problem is you can't grow OxyContin in your house.
Yeah.
And
that's a threat. I mean, growing marijuana is a threat to the pharmaceutical
industry. Big pharmaceutical companies like Purdue Pharma, they send lobbyists to Washington. We have private prisons that send lobbyists to Washington because they get money to put people in jail cells.
Chris, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Brad Jardis from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to know one thing. Have you ever heard of Michael C. Rupert?
I have not, sir.
Okay. He had a book called Crossing the Rubicon, and if you take and go to YouTube and type in Michael C. Rupert, he was a drug enforcement officer for the LAPD. He may have been like a detective. He got too close to finding out exactly where the heart of the drugs were. He's got documents. He's had threats on his life. It's about a 2.5-hour video. It would maybe if you can get copies of it and give it to your coworkers, and I think
I'm not so sure I'll give it to my coworkers, but I certainly will look at it.
Well, I mean,
for sure.
once you see it, you'll see exactly what the story is with it. And I have to say that marijuana is the cause of me being as young as I am right now, and that's all I had to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. What do you think, Brad? I mean, there's been a lot of resistance, and there will continue to be a lot of resistance from within the law enforcement community to the idea of ending the war on drugs. Now, you say that also secretly, privately, some people are telling you, Brad, look, I agree with you, but I'm just too scared to do anything about it. What do you think it's going to take? What's it going to take to show these current law enforcement officers that it's okay to go ahead and speak out about how they feel? I mean, they have been coming after you, so that's obviously somewhat dissuading them from following your lead. What is it that we need to what hump do we need to get over to really start to see some more people in law enforcement currently joining law enforcement against prohibition?
Well, I'm hoping very much that that other law enforcement officers will see that that I've stood up. I've been on the front page of the most conservative newspaper we have here in New Hampshire saying that the policy is wrong. And all I'm asking for, and, you know, to people who think that it's absolutely insane for me to get up and say this, all I'm saying is we need to change the law. We need to change the policy. We need to focus on harm reduction, keeping drugs away from kids, and you know, we need to get the black market out of it. To try to change people, unfortunately, is not a very easy thing to do.
Sure.
And, you know, people get into law enforcement to have it as a career. It's not something that people get into as a summer job. People want to do it for a career, and I very much would like to do it for a career also. But I understand that, you know, I'm not doing my career any favors by standing up and going to the legislature and testifying against the Police Chiefs Association and testifying against the
Attorney General's
Office.
Well, now, wait a minute. You're not doing your career any favors under the current paradigm. However, what I think you might be doing without even really realizing it is you're creating new opportunities for yourself out into the future that are going to present themselves at some point. I mean, let's imagine the Free State Project here getting more successful, even in the political realm. And now I know that, you know, politics is probably the most inefficient way to achieve change, but they're working at it hard here in New Hampshire, and I think we're going to see some progress, especially more so within the next few years. So let's say that a bunch of Free Staters get elected and, you know, take over a city council somewhere. They could hire you as a police chief, couldn't they?
I suppose they could.
Now, wouldn't that be the sweetest deal, getting hired in as a police chief somewhere so you could actually set the policy for the department? Because as a police chief, you could say, you know what, guys? Even though this is the law, we can make it the lowest law enforcement priority. We can essentially de-enforce that particular law because, I mean, there are so many laws. You told me about the milk bottle one where if you put something that's not milk in a milk bottle, that's a crime here in New Hampshire. But yet the cops aren't staked out outside the 7-Eleven watching people to see if they're coming out and doing this with their milk bottles. So it could be very easily relegated. The drug war could be relegated to the milk bottle level if the police chiefs were of your mindset. So I think someday you might just be a police chief here in New Hampshire.
If I were a police chief, I would tell my officers that there would be no such thing as a consent search. Because let's face it, some 16-year-old on the side of the road telling three cops, yeah, you can search my car.
Yeah.
That's not consent.
Yeah, he doesn't
give
know
me a break.
Brad, great having you on the show. As always, people can go to Law Enforcement Against Prohibition's website to learn more about LEAP. It's leap.cc. Thanks for coming on, and thanks for coming out to the Liberty Forum. Hour 3 is coming up. We are live from the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.